The four headstones with skull and crossbones markings are called the pirates' graves. Who is buried here, when, and why the markings exist are unknown. The most likely reason, based on a practice in England, is that they died of a highly contagious disease, and the markings are a warning to grave robbers not to dig up the bodies. Look behind the pirates toward the far west wall of the cemetery. Toward the right in the distance, spot the obelisk that looks like the Washington Monument. Go to it. Pause. Elizabeth Steele, mentioned above and buried here, fed Greene and gave him 2 bags of money to resupply the Continental Army, detailed on the Salisbury page. She was also Reverend Samuel McCorkle's mother-in-law. Walk to the right, past 2 regular tombstones, to the table marker, which looks like a tomb. The body is actually buried at a normal depth in the ground below. Pause. Reverend Samuel McCorkle moved to this area as a 10-year-old with his family from Pennsylvania in 1756. They attended what later became Thyatira Church. He was educated at the Academy of Reverend David Caldwell in modern Greensboro before going to the College of New Jersey, now Princeton University. McCorkle graduated in 1772 and taught in other states before returning here as the minister in 1776, where he stayed for 30 years. He is believed to have suggested the church name based on a town in Turkey the Bible says was visited by the founder of Christianity, St. Paul. McCorkle was an active supporter of the Patriot cause. He also founded 2 area schools, but is better known for writing the petition that led to the creation of the University of North Carolina. He delivered the keynote address at the 1792 laying of the cornerstone for what today is called Old East, the university's first dorm in Chapel Hill. The main quadrangle there is called McCorkle Place. Sadly, McCorkle was an invalid for the last 10 years of his life before dying at his home in 1811. Please follow the driving instructions and use the audio clip under the Army's March By.